Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, what have we missed in the last week, or what's been doing the rounds? What's trending? This one here is out of New Zealand.
We made our mark.
Homeland. Normally, I'm super proud of anything that happens in New Zealand. I'm like, yeah, we did it. Take that.
Oh, have they done?
Yeah, I'm not proud of this one.
But I'm glad that you're still humble enough to bring it to us.
Yeah,
for our entertainment.
You know what? Fair enough. Study reveals that Kiwis use their baby voice more than anywhere else in the world. So they did this huge study, 21 societies across six continents using a massive pool of people, 51,000 people, and they found that Kiwis use the baby voice more than any other people on the planet.
Okay, you know that I'm going to ask you. Can you please give us a rendition of your baby voice? How do you talk to Malachi?
Oh, come here, you little cutie.
No, don't. No, I just do it like, this is so weird.
Do it.
No, I.
Just picture Malachi.
Yeah.
When you get home.
It's gone. No, I can't. It's weird.
It is weird.
I try not to put it on because I know it's not good for their development.
Yep.
So I talk to them like I would a buddy.
Yeah.
How's work? What'd you get up to today?
How's lunch, Malachi?
What beverages have you enjoyed today?
It's funny because I'm the same as you. I don't do it to my kids, but I do it to the dog.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So,
give us your dog voice.
Hey, Fergus.
Yeah, that's your baby voice.
Yeah. How you doing?
But you don't do it to your kids.
No. Oh. I'd be like, hey, buddy, how'd you go today?
I do it a little bit. Like, hey, how are you going? Oh, you're crawling. Oh, can you reach? Yeah.
It's more animated.
It is, yeah. It's not so much of a baby voice. But, look, the stats don't lie. So that is what's trending.
You need to be doing it more to keep up with your Kiwi friends.
And the worst part about it is, not only are we using it the most, but we have the highest pitch out of any other country in the world when we use it. So, hey, how you going? It's just annoying.
Being from baby voices.
Yes.
To old people.
Ah, both ends of the spectrum.
Sure. Look at us covering all our bases.
So you're middle-aged, you got nothing.
I'm middle-aged.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you finally admit to that.
I've always admitted to
it. Okay.
10:38 next week.
Ooh.
Finally remembered how old I was.
So. Yeah, you did the calculations. Because
yes, I
asked you yesterday and you're like, I don't know.
It's like, it's either this or that.
Weird how time flies and you suddenly don't care.
It's true. Okay, so Italy's oldest student has graduated again. Guess how old
again,
he is.
Again? Okay, so they've already got a degree.
Yeah, so they trumped themselves.
Oh, so they previously held the record.
Yep.
Oh, how old? In the 80s?
You would think so. No, 98.
98?
98. His name is Giuseppe Paterno. He got his master's.
Master's.
Guess what he got his master's in? Quite apt.
History.
Yes, sir. It's in
That's cheating. He would have already known it. He lived it.
He lived through it. So history and philosophy. So he did 2 years earlier.
Yeah.
He got his degree, becoming the oldest. Now he's got his master's and once again, oldest.
Yeah.
And now he passed his last degree with top marks and this time he did it again. His family was boasting about him.
Wow.
On Facebook. Now, a little bit about him.
Okay.
The reason why
Giuseppe.
Yeah, Giuseppe. The reason why Giuseppe's probably studying now is because he was born in 1923, but he was in a poor family and, you know, he loved books and studying, but they didn't have enough money
to study
to send him to uni or anything like that. Because he also served in the Navy during World War II.
Wow.
And from the age of 20, he went on to be a railway worker. So it wasn't until much later in his life.
Yeah, the time and the money.
Yeah, to go out. So congratulations, Giuseppe, graduating at 98.
That's incredible. I wonder, was there a picture of him? Did he look?
Yes.
He looked frail?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he's
sort of.
He's like, not getting another one.
He might get another one. You never know. But I was thinking.
Maybe a diploma. Take a diploma.
But I was,
don't go 3-year degree.
I don't think we're going to find any 98-year-olds who graduated.
It's true.
But I do want to try and find 98.5's oldest graduate.
Ah.
So how old were you when you graduated?
Yeah, okay. My auntie became a nurse in her late 30s.
Got
a...
He said it's old.
No, I'm just saying, like, is that the benchmark?
Could be. I was like, I was technically went into uni as a mature age student.
How old were you?
19. Or 21. No, 21.
That's considered a mature age student at 21.
At 21. So I had to sit the mature age entry because I didn't do what it was then. Yeah, it was. It was TEE when I went
right,
back then. But
okay.
I didn't do that. So I went and did my mature age entry when I was 20.
Right.
And got in that way.
Okay, well, that's the benchmark. 21. Can you beat it? We're asking the question, how old were you when you graduated? That's because a gentleman, 98 years old.
Yeah, in Italy, just got his master's. So he is, once again, the oldest person to graduate.
Now, Talana just told us she graduated not long ago, 27.
Yes. So she did a few other things beforehand. Mm. And I mentioned how I went as a mature age student. I was 2 years after I finished high school.
Yeah.
So I was only 20 when I sat that. And Helen texted through. She said, yes, if you don't go to uni straight from school or after a deferral year, you are considered a mature age student.
That's mature at 21. No.
No, I was, definitely. I was not.
But I don't know which way is better. Because, I mean, if you know what you want to do,
yeah,
cool, straight out of school, go for it. But those first years of being, I guess, living out of home maybe and getting a job, that's where you kind of discover maybe who you are and what you want to do.
Well, for me, I started doing TEE, as it was back then, subjects, in year 11, and there was too much stress. Couldn't handle it. So my parents were like, it's fine. You don't need to do it. It's not imperative that you do it now. You have plenty of time.
Mm.
So then I stopped doing those subjects, changed. So much better because then 2 years later, not as much pressure, studying for the exams, and it was so much easier to
See,
do it. For me.
That.
For me, anyway.
For all those that are stressing out, don't worry.
Don't stress.
Don't worry for the rest of your life.
You really do. Just like old mate Giuseppe,
who
98, just graduated.
Exactly. You've got 97 years to stuff around. No, don't do that.
If you're one, yes. Now, let us know. We're trying to be, how old was Talana? 27?
27 to beat.
All right. 27 to beat. How old were you when you graduated?
A few ticks coming through. Lachlan says, I was 24 when I finished my teaching degree, but I was 26 when I learnt to drive.
Nice, Lachlan. Ashley, I was 29 when I graduated. It was my second attempt at a degree. Well done, Ashley.
And one here from Serena. I graduated in Master of Education at 41.
Yes.
A medical scientist to a teacher.
Oh, did you teach anything in the science field, I wonder, Serena?
Or did you just go, nah, PE?
Straight into sport.
Yeah, straight into it. Mix it right up. 41. So that's pretty much what we're going to beat now. 41.
Yep. Thank you to everyone who's been texting through.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.